Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Barnes. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Frank Barnes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Greg Mulleavy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Woodward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Cook moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Frank Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to third. Barnes moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulevey moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to second for the out. Mulevey scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and has Kerr trapped. There's the throw to Lazzari, who throws to Chapman, who tags Kerr for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Barnes scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Malivi moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Kerr moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Kerr scores. Watwood moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Reynolds scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Hank Johnson now pitching. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey tags and scores. Chapman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watwood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chapman. Fothergill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Mulivey strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Jolly moves to third. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Yankees. Red Barnes pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Jolly scores. Com moves to third. Tate moves to second. It's Yankees, 6, White Sox, 6. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Tate scores. Barnes moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Jimmy Rees pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey tags and scores. One out. It's 9-7, White Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou McAvoy now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Mulevey hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Com takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Com steals second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Tate moves to second. It's 10-7, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehrig bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-4 in the game. Cook strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.